brave amigos are we. Brother to brother and everyone, a brave amigo. Wherever they need us, our destinies lead us. Amigos, we're always together. Wherever we go, with three brave amigos, and we'll be amigos forever. We are the three amigos. We are the three amigos. We are the three amigos.
Welcome to SwampSwami.com. Sports commentary and a little lanyap too. Today, for rent, Hall of Fame quarterbacks, come and get them. The National Football League season is over, but three of the NFL's future Hall of Fame quarterbacks are now available on the open market for your favorite football team. Tom Brady of New England, Drew Brees of the Saints, and Philip Rivers of the Chargers are aged 42, 41, and 38 years of age, respectively. Both Brady and Rivers have played their entire careers for the same franchise, while Drew Brees has spent the majority of his career in the Crescent City of New Orleans. However, the three NFL free agents are being mentioned in any number of social media fan rumors as to their next work location in the year 2020. Let's start with Tom Brady. He's won six Super Bowl championships as the quarterback for the New England Patriots since joining the team as a sixth-round draft pick back in the year 2000. He's widely considered to be one of the greatest players of his generation. Brady has been the ultimate team player and has forfeited significant pay increases over the years in order to allow his team to have more money to sign other quality players. He only made $23 million, wink wink, in 2019, which did rank him as the 14th highest paid quarterback in the NFL. That's a surprise. Unfortunately, the Patriots' wide receiver core in 2019 was far below average for the league. New England's all-star tight end Rob Gronkowski opted to retire after his ninth season in the NFL the year before. It showed. The team took a chance on signing talented but troubled wide receiver Antonio Brown at the beginning of last season, but Brown's off-the-field issues caused the team to cut him after just one game last season. Other than mainstay Julian Edelman, the Patriots deployed a number of unknowns at the wide receiver spot to start the season. After Antonio Brown came and went, New England made a mid-season deal to acquire Atlanta's backup receiver Mohamed Sanu. In 2019, though, it was too little, too late for the Patriots. The defending Super Bowl champs lost at home to the underdog Tennessee Titans, and the season ended with a rare thud. Tom Brady's ability to throw the ball downfield at age 42 is likely diminished, but the free agent quarterback has a long line of possible suitors. Former Dallas Cowboys wide receiver Michael Irvin speculated recently that Brady would end up in Dallas, after suggesting that the Cowboys will jettison their current quarterback, Dak Prescott, who is seeking a new contract and wants to be paid at the top levels of the league. Needless to say, Dallas Cowboy fans would love to see Tom Brady wearing a Blue Star helmet this coming season. The rumors also have Tom Brady possibly playing for the Denver Broncos, or the Miami Dolphins, or the Indianapolis Colts. I think you get the idea. As for me, I still think it's 51% likely that Brady will remain with the New England Patriots to finish out his career. Not so for one Philip Rivers, though. After 16 seasons with the San Diego and now Los Angeles Chargers, the 38-year-old Rivers has moved his family to Florida and would like to play somewhere else for the remaining 2 years of his career. I can say for certain that if I'm playing, it's a 2-year maximum deal, said Rivers. Whoever the suitors are, I would think that that would be their hope as well. He is honest, though, about his age and the future. He added, "Shoot, if we stink it up after 1 year, I'm probably done anyway." Unlike Tom Brady, Philip Rivers has shown a lot more wear and tear at the twilight of his career. Rivers was the 18th highest paid quarterback in the NFL last year at just more than $20 million. A relative bargain. His 2019 stats with the 5-11 Chargers, though, weren't very stellar, as he threw for 23 touchdowns, but 20 interceptions last year. Philip Rivers isn't very mobile even for a 38-year-old, so he would need a new team with a good offensive line to protect him better than the Chargers did last year. Philip Rivers is a Southerner. Born in Alabama, he played his college football at North Carolina State and has just moved his family to income tax-free Florida. The hot rumors are that Tampa Bay, who was 7-9 last year, and Miami, 5-11 last year, are willing to offer Philip Rivers a chance to play in their home state, but neither team protected their quarterback very well, as both teams posted those losing records in 2019. Also frequently mentioned as teams possibly interested in Philip Rivers are the Chicago Bears, who went 8-8 last year, Denver at 7-9, Indianapolis Colts at 7-9, and the 5-11 Carolina Panthers. Now, I don't know why Rivers would want to sign with any team that doesn't have a legitimate chance of competing for an NFL championship. At his age, it makes more sense for Rivers to sign with a contender at a lower price tag and have a better chance of staying healthy and, of course, playing for a potential title. And finally, the 41-year-old Drew Brees, who's the 12th highest-paid quarterback in the league last year at $25 million, is also a free agent right now. Unlike Tom Brady and Philip Rivers, Brees has openly stated that he prefers to finish his career with the New Orleans Saints. Brees announced that he's taking a month off to review whether he wants to retire while he's still in good health. Though he would take a big pay cut, the potential market for Drew Brees as a television analyst might be just as high as another NFL football team making a play for him at this time. I can't see Brees playing for any other NFL team other than the Saints next year, if he plays at all. Philip Rivers is the lone lock to change uniforms in the year 2020 unless he retires or he fails to receive a viable offer from another NFL team. Tom Brady could tell New England that he's staying, but he will probably want to have some input this year during the team's draft to identify a few new wide receivers, as well as help the Patriots select one or two free agents to throw the football to in the year 2020. For the low, low price of about $30 million this year, one or more NFL teams will be paying to obtain a future Hall of Fame quarterback to lead their team for the next year or two. It will be very intriguing to see which of these Hall of Fame quarterback legends will be leading another football team this year and see if he can take them into the 2020 NFL playoffs. Free agency officially begins on March the 18th. This is going to be fun. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.